Visual artist Ken Kotara first became interested in Braille a few years back.
I liked this fact that it's a code that is translating information that we can learn from people who come before us. But then there's a translation oftentimes of meaning.
The translation and the mistranslation. Today, we're looking at a piece he created that employs Braille to explore this concept in a profound way.
It's a copper diptych, so it's two square panels that are butted up side by side. It is in Braille, and so these dots, of course, protrude outward.
The Braille in each approximately 13 by 27 inch panel spells out a poem called Dia by Spanish poet Octavio Paz.
The left side on this panel is in Spanish. The right side is in English. A day is lost.
Un día se pierde.
In a sky suddenly there, light leaves no footprints in the snow.
La luz no deja huellas en la nieve.
So that's two translations taking place, from Spanish to English and from the Latin alphabet to Braille. And Ken Kotara created the piece line by line and letter by letter.
It's a long, arduous process. First, I write it out on a piece of gridded paper, but then it has to be hammered in. There's this tap that will, it's louder than that, but it will ring through the studio.
The tap, he means, is the sound as he hammered into copper each Braille dot of each Braille letter and each Braille word in both versions of this 34-line poem. The process took him hours.
It's very calming, very meditative. I'm thinking about the words, I'm thinking about the information that I'm actually now transcribing into this three-dimensional form. A day begins. The fog goes up in the foothills. A man goes down to the river. They meet and are found in your eyes. And you lose yourself in day, singing among the leaves of light, sounds of bells far away. It's so rich with imagery. And I mean, you talk about the hands, the light, and so things that we're dealing with here with blindness. So you think about language and how, I mean, once again, the ephemeral, almost that organic quality. You know, words come into us and words go out, and then hopefully they'll stick, right? Following the turns that language made. Crossing the bridge, this image strung from
como
them.
La luz entre los dedos
as light pouring itself among the fingers,
como tu misma entre
as you
manos,
yourself between my hands,
como tu mano
as your hand
entre mis
interlaced
manos
within
se
my
entrelazan.
Hand. Oftentimes, there isn't a single word they can translate into English, and I find that fascinating.
El día que se abre en nuestra noche.
The piece speaks to the difficulty of translation. Between people speaking different languages, people who are sighted and those who are not, or between anyone for whom the message sent is wildly different from the one received. Kotara is okay when folks interpret his work differently from how he intended. He's all about giving up control. For example, people can touch these Braille pieces. He wants them to.
Yeah. So there's a little sign beneath it, and it says,
please touch.
And Kotara has taken one final step. One side of the diptych, the Spanish side, gets cleaned on a regular basis.
Copper cleanser, you know, buy it from the stores.
So the side with the poem in Spanish gets cleaned, while the other side, the English side, gathers an inevitable accumulation of fingerprints on its stubbly Braille surface.
And you can see where people have touched this, that over time it's going to change.
Even now, the two sides don't look identical. The left panel, with the original Spanish of the poem, retains its warm, coppery color. The right panel is an almost bluish red. And he loves the fact that this change is totally outside of his control.
As it oxidizes and it changes, it's almost like a global or community collaboration.
Not just the work of visual artist Ken Kotara, or of Spanish poet Octavio Paz, or of the gallery visitors who touch its Braille letters and smudge its copper veneer, but some combination of them all. Kate Sweeney, WABE.